So you got to love a presidential race where it's size that matters. And hey, AJ, do you like men? We got all this to get to. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on!
On!
For a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, if you want to get in today. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Everybody's in a great mood. It's a beautiful day outside. The weekend is here. Have some freaking fun today.
Sports?
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, man?
You know what? I'm in such a good mood because
I'm in a good mood too.
Such a wonderful
Friday,
day.
Friday.
It's Friday. I'm not even mad at the old man who accosted me when I got here today.
I mean
old too.
Okay. Older than you?
Considerably. Like 70s, 80s old.
And that happened here in the office?
No, out in the parking lot. I pull up, I park.
Not the security guy, right?
No, I wasn't a security guy. Some guy pulls up in his car and rolls down his window, says, "That's a nice toy you got there." Talking about my car. I'm like, cool,
you sure
thanks.
That's what he was talking about?
Well, I don't know. I thought that's what he was talking about.
Was it in your pants?
Well, sometimes it does show. But he was just talking about the car, and I'm like, thanks, yeah. And it's like, that's all it is, you know, a toy. That's not reasonable transportation. Why didn't you get something reasonable? I'm thinking to myself, dude, you don't know me. What the hell?
He's got a good point, though. Why didn't you get something reasonable?
Because I wanted a toy. Whose freaking business is it? Especially an old man. And when he kept going on and on, so I just kind of got my stuff out of there and said, you know what? Thanks for your input. I'm sure next time I'll buy a sedan.
Was he in his car this
whole
time?
Yeah, he was pulling out, I guess, and he saw me park and decides that it's so important to him to chastise someone for buying something that he's going to drive right up and say something.
That's why I don't talk to strangers.
Well, I didn't want to talk to him. It's not like I waved him down and said, "Hey, buddy, how you doing, Gramps? What do you got, a week to live?"
You don't know me, bro.
Oh, I was nice to him.
No, you can't be nice to people because then you're setting the precedent for people to talk to you all the time.
Well, 99% of the people that I talk to are really cool. Yeah. But, I mean, but who does that? Who drives up to you just so they can say something? What business is it yours, old man? You need to be going getting your plot at Forest Lawn and quit worrying about my car.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be doing if I were you. Anyway.
Well, who knows? He may outlive you.
Oh, that's always a possibility. I'd say it's 50-50.
Sometimes
probably.
When guys get really old like that, that means that they've got it figured out.
Well, if I'll just say this. If I die before him, it's because I didn't buy a sedan.
It's probably
because I decided to roll around in a Camaro.
It's probably true.
Oh, well. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure he just watched the Republican debate last night and decided now it's okay to just say whatever to anyone.
Old people can kind of get away with that.
Yeah. I mean, he was kind of Barry old. You know, Barry Warner old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And if it had been Barry, I would have said, okay, that's funny. Good job, Barry. But if I don't know you, then...
Yeah, you got to hit him with I don't know you, bro. Turn around. Let me see you. I don't know you, bro.
Just thanks for your input, sir.
Yeah.
I got a job to go do. My goodness, that was ridiculous last night. I have to say, it was almost as... Actually, I'll go on record. Twitter was more fun than debate. Because people were just losing their bleep over everything.
I didn't even see the debate. I'm not going to lie.
You did see Twitter, though, right?
Oh, I saw some Twitter, yeah. I was at the poker tournament, the finals of the poker tournament.
How'd that go?
Went pretty well. I think a listener won. which made me happy.
Oh, that's good, because I knew one of our listeners finished seventh.
I don't have his name. John, maybe you can find the name of the winner. But if you're not too busy eating, I know like once the show starts, you feel like that's it's time to dine.
Yeah, now's when he relaxes.
I'll never understand.
Well, because he works his butt off doing all this other stuff, and then when the show starts, he just kind of sits back and relaxes. This is his time off.
I mean, it seems like this would be like the three most important hours of his day, right?
I would think. I mean, I like to think of it as the three most important hours of mine, and I'm sure you think of it the same way. But yeah, my buddy Steve, who works at that Kroger in Montrose, he finished seventh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, made a nice run. So. Wish he'd won the whole thing.
I was talking to him last night.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Always tells me when they have good beer releases there.
There you go.
Which
good guys to know.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'd like to find out who won that. And I'm glad it was a listener because he said he thought there was only one blitzer left when he went out. And a bunch of the...
poker leaguers.
Yeah.
Yeah, blitzers, step your game up.
You know what we need to do next time? Totally ringer it and get Matt Dean to enter.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, though, it's free poker. It's way more
game.
Difficult.
Yeah, it's... Think. Yeah, it's... Well, way back in the day, Matt and I, every now and then, we'd go out somewhere, and if there was a free poker thing going on, we'd sit down and play, and he'd kick their ass at that, too. Yeah. Just like he would adjust his game to what they were doing, and we'd all be half drunk, and he'd just be sitting there killing them in free poker. He's that good. But... yeah, it is a different game, but I'm glad a blitzer won. That's a nice prize package. I think it wound up being over $3,000 when all was said and done because they threw that poker table in there. So good for him, man. Still waiting to find out who it is. Well, I'm sorry you missed the debate.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry you missed the debate because it was basically Trump talking about how big his thing is and Cruz walking around with some disgusting white thing on his lip that looked like he was doing something he shouldn't have been before the debate. That was what everybody talked about. And poor Kasich trying to be reasonable.
Yeah, there's no room for that, bro.
Is this what we've come to? Is that we're just going to yell at each other and insult each other and not actually talk about topics? The thing that got to a lot of people, including me, they didn't get till nearly the end before they mentioned anything about Flint while the debate's being held there.
Yeah.
And there was one question about it. So basically, we don't care about actual issues or anything. We're just going to keep having personal attacks. Our political situation is such a mess right now. It really is. It's amazing that we live in the greatest country in the world with the idiots who are trying to run it. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're going to make America great again. How? With you in there? America's already great. All you're going to do is screw it up.
I will say, I don't know if America's as great as it used to be.
I don't know if it is, but I don't know that it's that bad either. For me, it's pretty good. No complaints. Maybe that's just being selfish.
I mean, we're across the board, we're down like in education ranking. We're down. I mean, we've got
that's been a 30-year trend though on education. Unfortunately, there's a lot of ways to fix that, but they won't elect me, so I can't do it.
I'd say, I think the reason we have the reason anyone will still say we have the greatest country in the world is because we have a really big military, and if you say differently, we can beat you up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not...
Where would you rather live, though?
I don't know. I mean, I love it here. Don't get me wrong.
I think about Australia. Australia seems pretty cool.
Now, let's try something different.
Okay.
And here's where people are going to tell me I'm not a patriot and I'm an American, and that's fine. And hopefully they tell me about their service time when they do that.
Yeah, that's always the all-in card that you have.
If not, middle finger to you.
Yeah.
Let's say language barriers weren't an issue and you could speak any language. Would you still choose this place to live over every other place in the world?
Yeah.
See, I don't know that I would.
What, China?
No, not China. Are you crazy? But, I mean, who knows? Norway. Finland.
Well, they do have really attractive women in Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Italy.
Italy's not for me.
Okay. I feel like there's some cool places.
There's some cool places, but I'd still pick this one. Good beer there.
Yeah.
But I like our beer here.
I don't know. I feel like that might change my mind. As of now, I'm limited. on how many places I can live comfortably.
Well, yeah, it's basically here, England, Australia, Canada.
Half of Canada.
Well, yeah, you can't live. Well, you wouldn't want to live in the other part of Canada where they speak French anyway. They're kind of, you know, they're Frenchies. You know how they are.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't. I mean, I like those other countries. They're great to visit. But you know what they don't have?
What?
The NFL.
That's true. Yeah, they got TV. Give me a break. Everybody's got the NFL now.
Yeah, but how,
I mean, not third world countries.
Oh,
but
so if I go to Norway, I'm really going to be able to get Sunday ticket? Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, man.
And it probably costs less.
I don't know about that. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Plus, taxes are pretty high in those countries.
Well, taxes are about to be pretty high here if things go the way some of these people want it to go.
Well, they're not, so I'm not too worried about it.
All right.
I mean, that's the beauty of this is we have enough people who will fight against that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, look, there's other great countries out there. I'm sure if you grew up in Norway, you think Norway's the greatest. Trust me, I live with someone who thinks Canada's the greatest. But I wouldn't leave here.
Yeah.
Now, if you ask me if I could be born with total awareness somewhere, I'd still pick the U.S.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to be an infant, but I'm... Wake up as an infant with a 159 IQ and total awareness, I'm picking the U.S.
Okay.
Just, that sounds like the, you know what, that sounds like a pretty good plot for a science fiction novel.
There you go, get on it. That's your department.
All right, we come back. We got to talk about what your favorite team, the Falcons, did.
Okay.
But right now, I got to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center. You know what they don't have in Norway? Quick weight loss. You know what they don't have in Canada? Quick weight loss.
You know what else they don't have there? Obesity.
Trust me, I've seen some people up there. They could use Quick Weight Loss. But you know what? They could get on Quick Weight Loss's home program. I'm sure that would work for them. But great thing about Quick Weight Loss Center, man, they've been helping people for 28 years. They helped me. If you've seen Salisbury around, they helped him. And, you know, it was such an easy process. As long as you follow the program and invest your time in it, you're going to lose the weight. You're going to lose weight fast. You're going to lose it easy. And then you start getting the weight off and you start feeling better about yourself. There's no exercise required. There's no prepackaged meals. But the cool thing is, once you get that weight off, you're going to want to start exercising again because you'll be able to go to the gym without falling apart every 5 seconds because you were just too heavy. And right now, they got a great deal for you. 6 weeks for just $66. All weight loss services included, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. For your free, no-obligation consultation, visit one of their 15 Houston-area locations. Go to quickweightlosscenter.com. Hey, if you're outside of Houston, not as far away as Norway, but let's say you're in, Beaumont, Lake Charles, they have a home program, so give them a call. 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Be happy to take some phone calls. You can also get us all those other ways. We were goofing around before the combine with dumb questions that players had been asked before.
Yes.
And shocker, once again, somebody got asked something kind of dumb. Eli Apple, the cornerback, was interviewing with the Atlanta Falcons. And assistant coach asked him, very simple question, do you like men? I guess implying...
Like, do you like men in a sexual sense?
Yes, I think that was the implication.
That's it's one of those questions that most people would deem inappropriate.
I would think so.
Many would deem inappropriate. Maybe not most. Many would.
And the Falcons, of course, have already apologized for it. But not only did he, it, just the way he asked it, the Apple said, it was the first thing he asked me. It was weird. I was just like, no. He was like, if you're going to come to Atlanta... Sometimes that's how it is around here. You're going to have to get used to it. What, being asked if you like men, is that a thing in Atlanta?
I guess so.
Well, here's what I don't get about this. when we had to interview job candidates, we had a specific list of things we could not ask, that legally you cannot ask. Isn't this technically a job interview? How can you ask things like that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's very strange.
Hey, how is it the NFL can just do whatever it wants?
Get away with whatever you want? I don't know.
Because, and the easy response, oh, they're about to pay these guys millions of dollars. Well, I'll tell you what, we were about to pay people hundreds of thousands of dollars to do jobs. And, yeah, there's a lot of questions I would have liked to have known. But you can't ask somebody how many kids they have or anything like that, and how that might impact their work and travel. But it's okay to ask him if he likes men.
But, I mean, in most jobs, you're not allowed to talk to him about their medical history and things like that. So the rules are a little bit different, but I don't see how that has an impact on being able to do the job.
Of course not. And what it does have an impact on is if you don't draft him because you think he likes men, now you got a lawsuit, frankly. I just don't understand how the NFL thinks they can just ask whatever and then try to hide behind it as a, oh, well, it's a psychological thing. We're just trying to see how they'd react to situations. Well, you know what? I would have loved to have been able to do that because we're putting people in deadline pressure situations. I'd like to see how they reacted. But legally, you can't. So how is it they can? Maybe somebody can explain that to me because I have no clue.
Well, they've been doing it for years.
And at some point.
And now they're saying they're sorry they asked the question, which makes it all better.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think. I got to say, I don't think that one goes away that easily. I don't think you can just say, oh, sorry about that. Somebody's going to have to. I mean, and it's the same franchise that just had a guy shove a scout while they were at the combine because, you know, he was saying that they had the player for too long. I mean, this silly stuff, man. I know people's jobs ride on this, but people's jobs ride on everything in a lot of places all over. Guys, come on. It's Georgia. What do you expect? That none of that matters, okay? I don't care what the community's like there. I don't care what none of that matters. And you can't why are you asking stuff like that? That's just it. I mean, what's next? Hey, will you pull your thing out and show it to me? Might as well, right? If you can ask whatever you want. I just found that very odd. Be interested to see how the NFL responds to this one.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think you can just quite sweep this one under the rug. But
it's the NFL, so maybe they can.
They pick and choose what they want to make an issue. Like, okay, underinflated balls in a meaningless situation is a huge year-long deal. Something like this, slap on the wrist. Okay, so you can just do whatever you want, be above the law on that. But my God, don't have your balls underinflated.
Yeah.
I don't, as much as I love the NFL, I didn't even love the product this year because I thought the play was pretty crappy for the most part. But I'm addicted to it. It's like Coke. You have to have it every week. But the off-field stuff is such a joke. I mean, they operate like they're in the 1940s on so many levels. And this is just embarrassing.
Well, I would assume that there's going to be some sort of backlash. I don't know what it'll be. I don't know what a fair punishment is for something like that. Because I feel like you take away a draft pick, that's too much punishment. But it's not like I don't know what the answer is. I mean, it's a slap on the wrist situation, I guess.
Well,
it's bad PR.
It is.
Not just for the Falcons, but for the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know what the punishment should be. It's just, it's just a silly thing. It really is. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. And, I don't know if it's because somebody says, well, they're not employees yet. Well, the people we brought in for interviews were not employees yet.
Yeah.
We're interviewing them to hire them, theoretically, and see if we're going to hire them. And they're interviewing with other companies to see which one they want. So I don't see how it's not the same thing. And we have very specific laws we had to and rules that our HR department hammered us over the head with. Apparently, I didn't realize that Atlanta was such a capital for that kind of stuff.
That there was a lot of gay action going on.
Yeah, and
there.
Apparently a lot of down low action. Well, you learn something new every day. Oh, well, that's still, you can't, You can't ask stuff like that.
No.
All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in, 713-780-3776, and let's grab some phone calls. About Jim. Jim, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir. Jim.
Sports, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, sports, action.
Am I on?
Did you call to talk to us, Jim?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't understand. I wanted to know how far you think the Texas men's basketball team could go into the NCAA tournament. How far they could get?
I think that's a team. If they're hot, they could probably win two games. I think three is probably the most I could see them winning. I think anything more than that is probably a little overly optimistic, but not. I guess it's not, you know, out of the realm of possibility, but I'd say I could see them as a Sweet 16 team, probably. That's a lot of these teams, and when we talked to Fran Fraschilli yesterday, we kind of talked about this. Between Texas, Texas A&M, Baylor, there's a lot of teams that he could see as a Sweet 16 team. I don't know if there's a team that he could see, or that I could see either, going much further than that, but... It also depends on the bracket.
Yeah, as matchups always mean a lot. But if you wind up with two teams that are, well, you could see getting to the Sweet 16, and you sort of see those two teams there, well, one of them can get to the Elite Eight. It's a weird year, man. I think it's going to be one of those years where somebody we're not talking about at all makes a run, maybe even to the Final Four.
Lenardi's bracketology right now has Texas as a 6 seed.
Okay.
And he has them playing against Cincinnati in the first game, which I think they could absolutely win. They would absolutely
win.
Yeah,
I think they'd win that.
The 3-14 matchup is actually a really good matchup if it were to actually be. Utah is a 3 seed versus Stephen F. Austin, who's a 14 seed. Stephen F. Austin is a fantastic basketball team that could easily give Utah trouble. Those are all teams that are beatable by Texas. Beyond that, though, at least in this bracket, they would then play the winner of Michigan State, Dayton, and I would not like Texas's chance against Michigan State, so...
Yeah, well, we'll see how close Lenardi is. I mean, he's usually good at getting the teams
in.
Yeah,
but I was just using that as a reference.
Yeah. But that's I think depending on how things fall, look, they've got a good tournament coach. He's proven he can win in the tournament, which is a different kind of. There's some guys that are great regular season coaches, not so good in the tournament. Some guys are both, and I think they've got themselves a damn good tournament coach, and it's a different game because you have to. You have a short time to prepare before that second one, and I think they're going to win a couple. Speaking of Cincinnati, another nice win for the Cougs last night.
It was a good one. It's a little unfortunate. I think if they got to the conference tournament final, maybe they're an at-large possibility.
I think they have to win the conference, but it's not that unreasonable to expect that they might because they're going to go in as a 2 seed because SMU's not in there. So they're going to get a donkey in the first round they're going to beat. You're only going to have to beat two teams, theoretically two teams you've already beaten, because they've beaten every other contender in the conference. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know that – not they'd be favored to do that, but they're going to be in a position where if they get to that position – they get to where essentially they're going to be in the Final Four of the tournament, and they're playing well. This team has gotten better, and they've already beaten – Memphis, they've beaten Cincinnati. I mean, SMU's not in there, so it doesn't matter. They've beaten Temple. They've beaten UConn. So they've proven they can beat those teams. Now, can you beat two in a row? That's the hard part. But I like the way they're playing right now. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Let's try Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, sports guys. I know it's not Wednesday. But seeing how the Warriors have really dominated the NBA the past 2 years, what are the odds that they would actually be able to compete for a gold medal at the Olympics?
They'd win.
They'd win
the gold medal,
and it wouldn't even be close. That's
do they have foreigners on? I don't even know if they have a foreigner on that team. Do they?
Festus Ezeli.
Okay.
Barbosa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bogut.
Yeah. Okay. Now you're getting into where. You take those guys off. I still think they probably
they'd be very competitive. Hell, they're competitive when Steph Curry sits out.
Yeah,
I mean, last night was such a great win for that team. For three quarters, Oklahoma City looked like they were ready to take it from them. And that was, what did they have, a 43-game home winning streak?
Yeah.
Going into last night. And, you know, the Oklahoma City leading by one going into the fourth quarter. And they just flipped a switch and dominate the fourth quarter, run away with the game. Curry, his shot wasn't right in the first half, even a little bit of the third quarter. He got turned on. He said he was rusty from missing the game, missing the time with the ankle thing. They're way better than everybody else. It was
a combination of them being better than everybody else, and I think that's like the 10th game now that the Thunder have led going to the fourth quarter and lost.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it's a 1-point lead. It's not like they blew some huge lead.
No, but last time they played, it was very similar, and this is becoming kind of a common thing for them.
What did happen is with about 3 minutes left in the third quarter, the Thunder led by 9.
Yeah.
And the Warriors got all the way back to within one. And actually, Curry shot to take the lead going into the fourth quarter, and he missed it. But that the Warriors versus some all-star team, I'll take the Warriors all day. I mean, that team plays with such chemistry. I don't think they'd have a problem at all winning a gold medal.
We missed one more foreigner on the team, and he's the newest guy on the team, Anderson Varejão. They have 4 non-U.S. born players.
They can do without Varejão.
Yeah, I think they'd be okay with the rest of them. Officially, Andre Johnson cut by the Colts today, which we knew was coming. So
Andre Johnson cut, Arian Foster cut, Mario Williams cut, D'Amico Ryans cut. A lot of former Texans getting the X recently.
Yeah, Mario and D'Amico in that same draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. I've got another Steph Curry thing to throw at you, and then we'll take some phone calls as well. And this is a kind of stat that's going to make AJ look like Ted Cruz did last night when he had the thing on his face. That's how excited you're going to be. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. All right, a couple things. First off, congratulations.
I can talk all day about who's going to make the tournament.
Well,
we were just talking
off air because I asked if you thought Vanderbilt would be in because they've got some pretty good wins. And they play.
They're going to be in.
They play A&M tomorrow, and they beat A&M once before earlier this year. They've got a win over Kentucky recently. I think A&M.
A&M is in.
A&M is in, definitely. And I'm really intrigued by them. I think it depends on how it falls for them. But I like the way they're playing now. They went through their kind of lull in the middle there, right when we thought, hey, man, they might be one of the top 4 teams in the country. And then all of a sudden they lose a bunch. But that's a lot of teams this year. Almost everybody's gone through that. And they're playing well now. But I think if Vanderbilt beats them tomorrow, they're in.
A couple of teams that I think in games that are really important over the next couple of days. Texas Tech, who is probably on the good side of the bubble right now, they play Kansas State tomorrow. Kansas State, I would guess, on the wrong side of the bubble right now. So, obviously, a really important game for both those teams. Who else is borderline these days? I think Notre Dame is another team that's really kind of in need of another win to make sure that they stay in. I think Florida might be done. As good as I thought Florida might be early in the season, I think they're on the wrong side of the bubble.
Yeah, and that was a bad loss the other night. They just weren't even competitive.
Yeah.
Maybe we're talking about UH a little more off air, and their problem is that their non-conference schedule, and I don't blame them for scheduling the way they did because he had to rebuild that thing in a hurry.
There was a bunch of people who left. I mean,
And so the only teams they played outside of conference that – would even be on the radar is any good, or Murray State and LSU. And they beat them both, but neither
of them turned out to be bad.
And both of them turned out to not be very good teams. And
because, by the way, LSU, not a tournament team. No chance.
No.
I mean, and I don't think they can win the SEC, but beyond that, there's no chance they will.
And UH has gotten better as the season's gone on. And 12-6 in that conference is pretty good. If they had a couple of high-profile wins out of conference, we'd be talking about him. But I think their RPI is right around 71, 72, somewhere in there now. That's not good enough. I don't know that they'll get, without winning the conference, I don't know that they'll get enough quality wins to get that boosted. That's the problem. Like I think they almost have to win it.
I think if they get to the conference final, the conference championship game, and assuming that they get to the conference championship game against Temple, who is the one team that if they lost to, it wouldn't look bad. If they can get that far and lose, I think that they could maybe get in. I don't want to say for sure, but I think they could maybe get in. Anything short of that, I don't think they're in.
I almost think they have to win the whole thing, but
I think they probably do.
But it'd be kind of cool. It'd be kind of cool. Okay, so did I mention who won the tournament?
No.
Okay.
I cut you off.
Just about to
very
do that.
Rude.
Yeah. Todd Burring, who is a blitzer, won the tournament. Congratulations, Todd. He beat one of the free poker league guys. Heads up. So very proud of you. Congratulations. Enjoy all those prizes. You earned it.
Chris Whitmire let us know the new single barrel. Whiskey.
Somebody already has one because you tweeted it at me.
All
yeah, about? I don't say anything. I just kind of thought we would have been able to get a bottle before.
Comes out tomorrow at 1:30. They'll have it between 1:30 and 5:30 at the distillery.
Very limited.
Very limited. If you want some, you need to go to their Facebook page. Either come early or go to their Facebook page and reserve a bottle there.
Yeah.
So really good stuff. Really good stuff.
Yeah, we've had it before. I've not had this batch yet, but looking forward to it. And if it is honestly, man, those guys make such great whiskey. Everything they do over there, but these are harder to get. It says they'll have more in a couple months, but if you want it now, that's the best way to do it. Go reserve your spot on Facebook, or make sure you get out there really early. And knowing the Blitzers, there's going to be a crowd there tomorrow. So make sure you reserve it. Do a quick phone call. Richard, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys, man. Sports to you guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to comment. I wanted to call in yesterday, but I got tied up on a phone call, and I was listening to you guys. And really, this isn't even really for you guys. Really, this is just kind of just to vouch for you, and then also you kind of vouch for what I'm about to say. But all those guys were calling in saying, like, how did you guys get into the business and this and that? And, you know, I actually teach broadcast journalism in the high school right now. But the way I got into it was I was a professional musician out of high school about, well, almost 20 years ago. And then I moved into the broadcast journalism industry by way of being an audio engineer. But the thing is that I've always told my students, and the thing is, it's with anything, is you've got to have, like, passion and love for what you do. And the one thing that I've always witness in the music industry and the broadcast industry is people go in for the wrong reason. They go in thinking they're going to be these superstars, make all this money. When that doesn't happen, they get all upset with the industry and say, well, you know, I hate this industry and it's going to, I can't have a family and stuff. But if you really truly love something, you're going to go in it and you're going to make sacrifices. A good friend of mine was a head engineer over at Clear Brothers audio company. And he owned two bikes, and he lived on top of a one-room, like, a flat studio in New York on top of a soundstage studio. And he didn't own a car. He didn't pay rent. And he was fine if he only made $40,000 a year because, you know what, he didn't have any bills.
Yeah.
And the thing was is that, like, you know, too many people, especially in college, they go and they come out thinking, well, I'm going to be the next Mike Greenberg. I'm going to be the next Bob Costas. And, man, when you're not, you know, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
To be fair, though, I think there's a lot of industries like that.
Yeah.
Where it's everyone kind of thinks going, you know, I'm going to be sports is the same way. I'm going to play for the Cowboys, man.
Of course, everybody thinks that. Every high school quarterback thinks that they're going to go to college and they're going to be the guy who gets grabbed out of the – and. It just doesn't happen.
And you're right. And whether, hey, some people go to, when they go to law school, you're not getting hired by Norton Rose Fulbright right out of the box either, unless you're like top 1% of 1%.
Yeah.
A lot of times you have to work your way up that way. And some people, I have a lot of friends who are lawyers who you think, okay, they come out and they make a whole bunch of money. Hell no. They've got student loans and everything else, and they're living like that. even though they've got good jobs as lawyers. And it's like that in a lot of different things. I think people, you know, they hear certain jobs and they think, oh, this has got to be paying a whole bunch of money. And the reality is, not at first. Not a lot of them do. And, yeah, you have to love it. It's anything, though. If you don't love it, don't do it.
Yep.
I mean, that's a thing. Same thing we say about athletes. If you don't love football, some guys are good enough to be really good without loving it. But it's the ones that love it that I want on my team. It's kind of the same thing here. You want them to love, but you also have to have some ability to do it, too. And, yeah, that's why I always say have a backup plan. Corey Princess said, just got word from FanDuel, paid contest going away in Texas effective May 1st. Yeah, that's...
I got that email today, too. That's a bummer.
For those of you who've been listening, we've been telling you guys, get your money out of there. It sucks, but what are we going to do? Quick break. We come back. I promise you I'll get to that Steph Curry stat for you. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky. 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 It's tricky.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. There's something for everyone at the Inspire Sports League. Physique, Fitness, and Bodybuilding Championships at the George R. Brown. Get off the couch and get moving. Saturday, March 12th, get the kids in the Presidential Fitness Challenge. Football and baseball skills, martial arts, and youth powerlifting. While you learn health, fitness, cooking, and eating tips from the pros. Check out the fitness, figure, and bikini contests. Log on to InspireSL.com for tickets and more info. And we have another Street Fighter game to give away, which we'll do in the 5 o'clock hour. So, all right. This is from USA Today via basketball reference. And they're postulating that this might be the best five-game stretch by any...
Postulating.
Sorry. They're...
Sorry, go ahead.
That this might be the best five-game stretch by any one player in NBA history.
Okay.
Here's what Steph Curry has done over his last five games. At Atlanta... 36 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, 5 of 11 on threes, 2 turnovers. Miami, 42 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, 6 of 12 from 3, 7 turnovers. That's a little high. Orlando, 51 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, 10 of 15 on threes, 5 turnovers. OKC, 46 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, 12 of 16 on threes, 3 turnovers. And then finally, 33 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 5 of 15 from 3. So he has a bad night from 3, and he shoots 33%, which is a good
decent
night
for normal humans.
One turnover. So here it is. Here are your averages for this five-game stretch. 41.6 points per game, 6.6 assists, 5.4 rebounds, 55% on three-pointers, 3.6 turnovers per game. Now... he's averaging over 7 made three-pointers a game during this span. And to put that in there, they say to put it in historical perspective, there's only one player that has ever averaged over 5 three-pointers in a game for a season. Steph Curry.
Last year.
So there's only about players averaging over 4 three-pointers a game for a season. Steph Curry. That's it.
Unreal.
Yeah. So... only 7 players in NBA history have averaged 3 threes in a game for a season, and he's averaging 7 over his last 5. So.
Guy's good at sport.
Yeah. Anyway, I figured that'd be the kind of thing that would make you happy.
Yeah. The guy's impressive, man. And I know there's a lot of people doing the, you know, is he better than LeBron James? Is he better? And I've heard some, you know, silly at this point, but Michael Jordan talk. You gotta have a career like this, but my God, what he's doing right now is just unprecedented, at least to me.
Right now, he's playing as well as anybody we've seen for a stretch.
Yeah.
He really is. And the numbers are incredible. And again, it's a different kind of game than we've seen out of some of the other players. But it's getting really hard to deny just what a run he's on. Does that mean he's better than those guys? No, not yet. He hasn't done enough. But right now, there's nobody playing better. Somebody's still asking about the FanDuel stuff because they're still being advertised. No, apparently as of May 1, it is going to be shut down. So
you'll still be able to play free games.
Yeah, if you like free games. Kind of like you can get on PokerStars and play free poker still. So anyway, 713-780-ESPN. It's frustrating, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Yep.
And contact your politicians. Our politicians don't listen to us. They don't care. They're interested in themselves, getting reelected, taking care of whatever special interests are taking care of them. That's all that matters. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Yeah, did you see the story about the kid from Baylor?
The
Phi Delta Theta president at Baylor.
I did not see this.
20 years old. Jacob Anderson is his name. He was arrested yesterday on a sexual assault charge for allegedly forcing himself on a woman outside of a fraternity party. The female was taken to Baylor Scott and White Hillcrest Medical Center for sexual assault medical exam following a frat party. Hospital officials notified Waco police of the assault. The female said she had been at a party at a fraternity in South Waco. Said she was handed a drink of some kind of punch and was told, "Here you go, drink this." She said shortly after that, she became very disoriented, was taken outside by our suspect, who is Jacob Walter Anderson. And she said when they got outside, he forcibly sexually assaulted her. Took her to a secluded part of the grounds behind a tent in order to get some air. However, once away from everyone else attending the party, he sexually assaulted the woman. She awoke. She lost consciousness, awoke alone a short time later in the same outside area before returning to the house and finding a friend who took her to the hospital. What is going on in Waco, Texas? What is happening in Baylor? Who knows what's, if it's, I don't want to say it's like a culture or something, because I know that's a church school and I don't want to make it sound like that.
Well, it certainly is a pretty bad.
It's a bad trend.
Yes, I don't think culture is a fair word quite, but there's certainly some problems there that aren't being addressed, and it seems to be fairly widespread.
Picture the dude here, decent looking dude, doesn't need to rape a chick.
Well, none of these guys that have been caught need to rape a chick. Nobody needs to.
What's wrong with these guys?
If they say no, they mean no, man.
Well, I don't think this chick even had a chance to say no. She's just passed out.
Who needs? That's something I'll never get. You know, if somebody isn't interested in you, why are you interested in them? And then why are you going to force yourself? That's just a frat party. I get it. People are drunk.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not an excuse for it either. Besides, at some point, aren't you too drunk to perform?
I mean, if she's super wasted, he doesn't even care, I don't think.
Probably not. It's bad luck. I know this is a big problem on a lot of college campuses, but it's certainly, you know, the fact that it keeps coming out at Baylor is not a good thing. And
Anderson was released on a $50,000 bond Thursday night. So.
Jeez. Family must have money.
Well, he's the fraternity president.
Somebody there's got some cash.
Somebody's going to take care of him.
Wow. Stuff's got to stop, man. Can we not stop with this stuff, really?
Well, university's already, they've already hired Philadelphia-based law firm Pepper Hamilton LLP to review the school's procedures and make recommendations going forward on the school's practices regarding reported sexual assaults.
Let me ask you a question. Why didn't they do that 3 months ago or 4 months ago whenever that other story came out?
Why do you even have to do that? Isn't that kind of a common sense thing?
It is a common sense thing. But
if someone's accused of rape, take it to the police and let them investigate.
Well, yeah, it is a common sense thing, but they didn't do it in the last one. Why wouldn't you do this then? Why wouldn't you look at your policies then? Now you've got another one, and now we're going to look at our policies? Man, if I'm a Baylor alum, I'm a little concerned about what's going on in my school right now.
Yep.
All right. We have a lot of stuff we still need to get to, and we still have a couple hours left. And we got RJ Bell today, which will be fun. Right now, I got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Cars for Kids. And Houston Cars for Kids is the guys. They're the guys that are going to pick up that vehicle that's in your yard or in your driveway that, you know, you don't know what to do with it. It's been sitting there for a while. Battery's dead. Hasn't moved. And you've been thinking, well, maybe I'll sell it. Maybe, you know, maybe somebody will want it for scrap. No, don't do that. Give it to my good friends at Houston Cars for Kids, because what they're going to do is they're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to take care of the paperwork. You're going to get a tax donation out of it. And you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. And what they're going to do with those vehicles, that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies. And you probably heard right off the car, not the kid. But what that really means is they're helping kids who have dropped out of other schools. They're giving them a second chance. And these are at-risk kids who no telling what could happen if they didn't get this opportunity at Houston Can Academies. And they get this opportunity, and they're going on to do great things. And it's all because of those donations, those vehicles you're not even using anymore. Here's your chance to help do a great thing for Houston Can Academy. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make a difference today. That's what right off the car, not the kid, really means.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.